بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, firstly with regard to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, revising it, and this is just to give us a courage to realize that when we go home we have to carry on this ta'aleem of sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and most important, bring it into our lives. Yesterday we learned the sunnah with regard to entering the masjid, and we should ponder and think that, am I conscious how am I entering the masjid? And just in this entering the masjid, 5 sunnahs, 500 shaheed sawab. How can we let it just go? And that is just to bring alive the sunnah. Sunnah itself, the reward we can't imagine. So we just to revise that quickly, to enter the masjid with the right foot, then to recite Bismillah, then to recite Durood, so join it, Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. Then to read the dua, Allahumma aftah li abwaba rahmatik. And we are taught in other kitabs also, read Rabbi khfir li zunubi wa aftah li abwaba rahmatik. Allah forgive my sins, then the doors of the rahmat can open up for us. And make the niyat of itikaf. We know it in Arabic, we read it, nawaitul itikaf lillah azza wa jalla ma dumtu fil masjid. Or else, in saying, Allah, as long as I'm going to be in the masjid, I will be in itikaf. Then only you are allowed to talk necessary things in the masjid, or to eat in the masjid, otherwise we're not allowed to do that. And we don't make itikaf and we're talking in the masjid, still Allah Ta'ala allows us sunnats of leaving the masjid. To leave the masjid now with the left foot, then also to read Bismillah, then also to read Durood. So leave with the left foot, Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. Now you came to get the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Now Allah Ta'ala is saying, now go, inni as'aluka min fadlik. Now ask Allah Ta'ala for all His favors, that now you go to your business, you go to your office, you go home, all Allah Ta'ala's special favors will be with you now. Because you took the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And that is why after namaz also, our mashayikh teach us, that don't loiter around outside and talk, then all that rahmat you're losing out. Go straight to your work, go straight to your family, etc. And all, take all that rahmat with you home. Then you'll see Allah Ta'ala's fazl, the barakat in your house, in your life, etc. And further with regard to the ash'ar that we recite while making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is to gain concentration, and these are du'as to beg Allah Ta'ala to open our heart and grant us the great blessings of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, that we become conscious of Allah Ta'ala. So yesterday we learned that while making zikr of La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, then a person says, oh Allah, koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch chahta hai. Main tujhse hu, ya Rab, talabgar tera. Everybody is asking for a certain thing. Somebody is worried, I must get this job. Somebody is worried, I must pass in my exam. Somebody is worried, I must get this business. But all their worries is something else. Why am I making zikr? Because I'm emptying my heart. I'm a sick person. I don't have your love. So give me that one drop of your love. When you got the drop of Allah, love of Allah Ta'ala, now your desire will be the right thing, not everything else. May tu say, oh Ya Rab, talabgar tera. Oh my Allah, oh my Rab, my creator, my sustainer, who didn't just create us and leave us in a lurch, who's taking care of me, I'm just desirous of you. I want you, O Allah. That is why to get Allah, we have to nafi isbat, take out all the negative first, la ilaha, and then illallah. Now you don't think whether I'll get that car, I'll get this. If I got Allah, Allah will make the best arrangements for me. And then further, you say, nahi dono alam se kuch mujhko matlab. Not only that I want you, O Allah, that in the whole, both the worlds, even in this world, even in akhirat, jannat sar aankhon pe, the great ne'mat of Allah, bounties. But even death, well, death is not my main object. This world is not my object at all. Akhirat also, jannat is not my main object. So koi dono alam se, nahi dono alam se kuch mushku matlab. That I don't have any objective, that I want anything. I'm not making zikr because I want anything in this world also. And so much that not even that I want jannat, for example. How Rabia Basriya rahmatullah used to make zikr and make tahajjud namaz. That I don't, if Allah I'm making tahajjud because I'm worried of jahannam, throw me in jahannam. I'm making because I'm worried, I want jannat, then deprive me. But oh Allah, نہیں دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب, تو مطلوب, میں وہ طالب سے رہا. My only objective is you yourself, O Allah. I want you, so please you come into my heart. And I am desirous of you. So Allah Ta'ala comes in that heart who's got desire. When we got, we must be talib all the time. Talib-e-ilm, talib-e-iman, talib-e-deen. And most important, talib of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then Allah Ta'ala opens our hearts and Allah Ta'ala comes in our hearts. Then a person will concentrate in his zikr. Won't be sleeping, say La ilaha, stuck. And again, the kalima is finished, again we La ilaha. So what we asking for? Nothing from Allah. This we denying. Allah Ta'ala save us, give us tawfiq to be conscious of this important reality of life. Further, with regard to Anwaru Salah, the great importance and the great ni'mat of this gift of Salah, and what it will deliver to us in this world, in the Qabr, in the Akhirat, will give us reality of who we are, and what is life all about. Then our focus of life will be correct. So in this regard, Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa amma ba'd. Faqad qala Allah ta'ala fi al-Qur'an al-Majid wa al-Furqan al-Hamid. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Inna as-salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal-munkar. Sadaqallahu al-aliyyul azim. We learn that what a great gift salat is. It is the combination of all the ibadats of the creation put together. Every creation just got one part of the ibadat of Allah. Some are standing, some are in ruku, some are in sajda, some are in qud, sitting position. And then Allah Ta'ala made it not only the combination of all the creation, Allah Ta'ala made it that the combination of all the ibadats is in salah. In two rakat salah, Allah gave us such a special gift that a person is getting a combination of all this is in salah. Everything, whether it's roza, fasting, whether it's zakat, whether it's hajj also, or whether it's jihad, all that Allah Ta'ala has put in the two rakat salah. But to appreciate and to realize this, a person, most important, to be concentrating in your namaz, it's a condition of the heart. It's not an outward condition. Outwardly, many people in the start, we came here, we say we're learning about salah, so we like pretending that I'm concentrating. Closed, standing humbly. Concentration is the presence of the heart. You must be present. Your heart must know where I'm going to. When you leave your house, where are you going to? Like we came here, we didn't just come here to sleep in a masjid, have nice food, everything. We came to the house of Allah, and now we're the guest of Allah. When you're the guest of Allah, you must love with that respect. You must love with that honor. You, somebody invites you to your house, and you're just sitting anyhow, and you're not respecting, and you're dirtying the place. Then he'll tell you nicely, now I think it's time for you to go, and don't come back also. If you want to come, inform me, but next time he'll make an excuse. No, don't come. Here Allah Ta'ala is allowing us here. So this presence of heart, when our heart is not present, then as we learn, some of us, we only get half the amount of our the reward of salah, 50%. Some of us only get quarter, 25%. Some of that, as Hazrat explained in detail, that now you'll get only the one-third, one-quarter, then you'll get only one-fifth, one-sixth, one-seventh, one-eighth, one-ninth, one-tenth, in other words. And some of us, if we're not worried of our salah, then we won't even get, we'll get zero. And sometimes minus, that we are now in the dusting, lanat of Allah Ta'ala. For example, you know, our Dada Shaykh says, a Sufi who wants to become close to Allah, his eyes mustn't only be on the arsh of Allah. His eyes must be down also. Did my trouser go below my ankles? So that also you must be conscious. Otherwise, in salah, you were said, in salah also, you read all your du'as, everything, properly. But you are unmindful of Allah. You didn't even know my garments were below. Even you can be the imam and you got the long jubba, Arab kurta on, and it's touching your ankles. And that is getting the lanat of Allah Ta'ala. So we have to be conscious of this. This is when the presence of heart comes. Then a person realizes. And that is what is called concentration. And concentration, as we explained, is very simple. It's not a difficult thing. That is every posture, just think. That now I'm in Qiyam, it's first. And now I'm reciting Qirat. That is faraz also, to recite Qirat itself. Then the different details of that, as we are learning here, the Masail also, which is so important. It's not just that it is just to cover up the time. Every subject, the importance of the Salah in the Fazail Amal is being recited. We should pay attention and see how valuable. Then you'll realize I must be conscious, I must pay attention that what am I doing. Otherwise, we are so unmindful today, especially with this mobile, which is a missile. It's bombing our iman, we don't even know. It's not a cell phone, it's a hell phone. That your father is standing in front of you and he's talking to you, you don't even know. As I say, so many students, the principal is standing right next to them and they don't even know. And you're so lost. So like that, we in Salah, but we lost somewhere else. So we are owing to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is still so kind, Allah allows us to come back. So we should realize which manat, malakul maut is going to come. Then where are we going to? We'll say, Rabbi ji'uni la'alli a'malu saliha, fima taraktu, kalla inna kalimatun wa qailuha. Then Allah says, no, we gave you time. You didn't use, you didn't make your, and all this, that is the presence of heart, presence of mind. Then you see, and that is to know what is faraz, what is wajib, what is sunnah, what is mustahab, and then to increase your concentration as we learned yesterday. Try and learn now the meanings of what you are reading in namaz. You're talking to Allah, Allahu Akbar. You go for a top job to another country, etc. Before time you worried, let me learn the language. Then you're asking somebody, teach me, I'm going to Turkey, I want to learn Turkish language. I'm going to Qatar, I have to learn Arabic. Here we're coming, Allahu Akbar. Not the best boss in the world, we're coming to Malikul Mulk, the kings of kings. And Allah is talking to me. In namaz, it's not a single thing that you're just reading. It's a dialogue between you and Allah. When you say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, which will come in front, inshallah. But just a brief idea, that Allah is saying, my banda, hamidani abdi, my banda, praise me. Now, if we don't realize that, how are we going to have this dialogue with Allah Ta'ala? So, to try and learn the meanings, and that as we explained, there's a kitab, Miftahul Quran, which is available. And like Hazrat mentioned here, even Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullahi has mentioned the meanings of certain surah, the surah Fatiha, etc. in that language, Hindi language, that time in India, or Urdu language. Today it's in all the languages. We can't say the kitab is translated in English, it's translated in Urdu, Miftahul Quran is in Arabic, then you learn proper Arabic also. Not all the slang Arabic and kitchen Arabic. And then the teachers are that every home, if the greatest home, the home of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah commanded, was kurna ma yutla fi buyutikunna min ayati. That now revise what has been revealed in your homes. That is, wahi came down in the houses of the Azwaj Mutahharat, came in our honorable beloved mothers. So Allah teach us, a Muslim home is a home that has to have ta'aleem. A Muslim home is not just a home that got assalamu alaikum on the front door, or just got some sign of a, that is not a Muslim home. A Muslim home is a home that when you enter the house, you hear tilawat of Qur'an-i Kareem. Tilawat, and the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't make your house a qabristan. There's no tilawat in the house. There's no ta'aleem in the house. There's no zikr in the house. There's no salat performed in the house. Even as men, we should read some of our nafal salah at home also. And make sure that our women folk are reading their salah at home. For just the ta'aleem is so important that every Muslim home should be a madrasa. Every Muslim home should be a khanka where zikr is taking place. Every Muslim home should be a tablighi jamaat, a markaz, where the dawat and tabligh is taking place. And this will only come when our hearts are present. When we know why Allah has sent us here. It's not that just you know, you say I'm teaching deen, but your heart is not present. So many people, even ulama, even apas, they're teaching deen, but still no connection with Allah Ta'ala. So how is that effect going to come? So first our heart has to be connected. And that is why Allah says that, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ. All are the servants of Allah. But Allah says, the servants of Rahman, they are special. And that is why Allah says, you want to know who's Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman, fas'al bi khabira. Those who know about Allah, jo ba khabar hai, find out from them who Allah Ta'ala is. Then you'll want to bring Allah in your life. Then you'll want to, in your house, you'll want a house there where Allah is present with us. And when you come, as our Dada Sheikh explained, he is Sheikh Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri, Rahmatullahi, used to say it's so easy. Agar doodh chahe, to kaha milega? Doodh walo. You want milk, you go to the dairy, you go to the supermarket, you get milk there. You go, agar kebab chahe, kebab walo se milega. You want kebab, you don't go to the hardware shop, they'll say, what's wrong with you? Your brains are loose or what? So you go to the where they're selling kebab. Or agar mitai chahe, you want sweet meat, mitai walo se milega. Or agar Allah chahe, to kaha milega? Allah walo se. So come in the first company of the friends of Allah. Make your heart attentive, then you'll want to realize what in, where I'm going for. What is this namaz all about? And then you'll become, as Hazrat says, that this will only affect the heart, when the heart is a heart. As otherwise, like we hear, that ahle dil, people of the heart. Everybody got a heart. But why only certain people are called people of the heart? To understand that simply, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi wa Dada Shah gave a beautiful example. He says there are many insects that Allah gave wings. Like flies also got wings. So the mosquitoes also got wings. But those insects that really fly to the light, like the moth, they are called parwana. That is, they got wings. Those insects with wings, they use their wings to fly where they see light. And they think that's where we're going to get enjoyment. So they fly into the light and they burn themselves also. And there's other insects who got wings, but they're not using their wings for the right purpose. The fly is using their wings where? To sit on dirt and filth. So like that, Allah gave us all hearts. So where is my heart? Flying to Allah. Is it getting connection with Allah? Or is my heart connected to the filth and dirt of this dunya? Otherwise, shaitan is making every effort that our heart must be ghafil. If there's no ta'lim in the house, if we're not learning the meanings of our surahs, etc., and we generally, we got patent surahs, 3-4 surahs we got. And if we are reading more, 10-15 surahs, how long it will take to learn each surah? And even as you learn one surah, you start knowing the subject matter. Kul hu Allahu ahad. You talk here of tawheed. Now immediately you think of Allah's greatness, etc. And all this, now your attention in namaz, your focus in namaz will be something else. And then your heart won't become otherwise. Shaitan is making every effort that our heart become the unmindful. And like Hazrat explained, Shaitan, people say, why are you causing all this evil and corruption in the world? He say, I don't do anything. What I do? I don't go and kill a person or make or murder a person. They say, then what you do? He say, I just put that syrup on the wall. And from there it carries on. Like that, Shaitan, what he does, if we don't have ta'lim in the house, he just drops a newspaper. And all the adverts are in that newspaper just by our door. And we pick it up ourselves. And we bring it into the house. Now we bring into the house that newspaper is full of photos and so many adverts that a naked woman also, half dressed, naked man in that. And we leave it in the house, we leave it in the lounge, we leave it, we allow our children to read all that adverts, etc. Now instead of noor being in the house, there's going to be darkness. Now what is spreading in the house? Now your son is crying for this jeans and then he's crying for that PlayStation. Your wife wants this and you want that. Now there's all arguments in the house. There's no noor in the house. And they brought it, and we brought it into the house. He just left it outside. And then no malaika. When there's voters in the house, malaika disappear from that house. So how unmindful we are. Even ulama, we don't realize. No, it's a sale paper. We're going to see what we're buying from this supermarket, from that. But every paper has got photos in there. And all that is taking out the malaika from the house. So when there's no effect in the heart, then Allah says that without you realizing, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, that heart has become hard because you're unmindful of the zikr of Allah. Now you just got time to look at the newspapers and all the adverts, and then you're buying things what you don't need, with money that you don't have, to show people that you don't like. What a foolish person you make of yourself. And you got the stress. End of the month, now you're turning and tossing. You can't even sleep. How to pay your debt? So all this, Hazrat Allah Ta'ala is telling us that to make your heart soft, have ta'aleem. And the greatest ta'aleem Allah Ta'ala gave, تَقْشَعِرُّ مِنُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. Allah has revealed that kitab, Quran Kareem. And that is what we should have in our children. First thing, they're supposed to be learning that. Not ABC and all those things. They're supposed to be learning. The mother is the first the first teacher of the child. The mother is the first madrasa for the child. So if the mother makes her heart connected to Allah, and that is why our whole family have to get connection with Allah. All of us have to get connected to the Ibadur Rahman. And then see, when your heart becomes a heart, now you'll be conscious. Ah, what is this? Well, Allah is telling me this. So Father Hazrat explained that we got the, it's available. Learn the kitab, and then you'll see Allahu Akbar. When you start learning Miftahul Quran, and then you'll want to know the masail of namaz, etc., then you'll see how you're eager to read namaz. Even the small children now in the house, they'll want to read namaz, and they'll imitate the mother, they'll go with the father. And the sad part is today, when the child has to be at home, then we take him to the masjid. He's 4 or 5 years running around. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, leaving at home. The Imam or the Mutallu or Matuali tell you, leave your... Say, see, he's stopping me from bringing. But when your child is 7 years, then you leave him at home. Then you say, no, he must go to school. That is the time to bring him to the masjid. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize and understand that Allah Ta'ala has given us this great ni'mat. And Hazrat says that those special people who start not only learning the meaning, then they becoming alim. And they start learning the tafsir. First they just do tarjuma. They just learning the brief meaning with a bit more detailed explanation. And if they concentrate in namaz, then that also, we learn the tarjuma of Quran. We learn the tafsir. But if we didn't do the cause of zikrullah, we didn't come in the company of the ahlullah, we'll know the meaning, but we won't even be conscious. We'll be reading Quran Sharif in namaz, imam also. But like Hazrat says, we won't read what that heart that will attract us. That heart that will connect us to Allah Ta'ala. So where it will connect the musallis. So when thus you have to get that effect of the heart has to come. Your heart has to take that effect. And like Hazrat says, make your heart able to take that effect. And for that, think of this great ni'mat of Allah. Allah made me and Allah allowed me to come to His court. And then come into where you will get your heart will be really affected in the company of the Ahlullah, the Ibadur Rahman. And then see, when you come to the Ibadur Rahman, and you see your heart starts becoming soft, now automatically all the darkness will go out of your heart. And now you'll be conscious and start thinking. And then what enjoyment in namaz you will get, you can't explain to anybody. Otherwise, on the other hand, there are those people also that they are in the early days, people didn't have so much facilities to learn deen, etc. But they were conscious of Allah's greatness. Why? They were connected to the Ahlullah. They used to keep company with the ulama. But they didn't learn, even they didn't learn some of them how to recite Qur'an-i Kareem. Like our grandparents, great-grandparents. But the moment they used to hear azan, they used to say, Allah ka pukare. This is the call of Allah. And Allah is your call, O Allah. And I'm ready. Today we hear the azan, we know the meaning. But we don't even know. Allah sabse bada hai. So, iman, janne ka naam nahi, manne ka naam. Iman is not to know, iman is to accept. They accepted the greatness of Allah. And that's why Hazrat explained here, Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah, he says, that when you start, aksar ghareeb log, jo un maano se mutlak bekhabar hai, samajh ke huzur dil se namaz guzare, Allahu Akbar. There are many that call them ghareeb, like in other words, person didn't really learn, didn't go to madrasa, didn't even learn how to read Quran Sharif. But even like our grandparents, etc., many of them who couldn't read Quran Sharif, but they used to make wuzu. They used to take the Quran Sharif with love, okay, and it's in a juzdan. They used to kiss it, put it on a table, open it and say, ha, yeh mera Allah ka kalam, yeh mera Allah ka kalam. So they don't know the meaning, but they got connection with Allah. So he says, many of them, that don't even know of the meaning, they are unmindful. And not that they are unmindful in this, that we know the meaning, but we are unmindful. How sad, what a difference. Because our heart is not soft enough, and it's not connected to Allah. They used to sit in the company of the friends of Allah, and they used to have connection with the ulama, and the ulama of those days were mostly side and nisbat, connected to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala make us realize that today we see a lot of madaris, etc., but no tarbiyat, no connection with Allah Ta'ala. Students are coming, dress also anyhow in the madrasa. They are allowed, come with any dress. We don't realize there must be a system. This dress has an effect on the students, on a person. So anyway, like that, these poor people, they didn't even learn the meaning, etc. But samajh ke huzur dil se namaz guzare. But they conscious that we are performing namaz now. They don't know how to read also, tilawat, etc. But they'll stand in namaz, Allah ke samne. I'm in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And they'll have the thought of Allah Ta'ala. On the other hand, a person who doesn't want to learn the meaning and is totally unmindful, then he is totally in a lost world. He'll come for namaz also. But like we say, instead of getting, you thought you're going to get something. You're going outward, more learned. And then you go out of, you know, of the masjid, Imam just made salam, and you're rushing out of the masjid. These old people, they couldn't read Quran Sharif, but you see after namaz, they start reading their tasbih, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. We after asr, after fajr, we got no time to read tasbih also. No time to make dua. And then even today, if you are alim, then you got lot of dalail. It's not necessary to make dua. It's not just all big. Hazrat says that we want to become muhakkiks. You don't have to be a muhakkik. Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Yeh tahqiqat or tadqiqat, aapka qabr mein kaam nahi aayega. That all this research that you're making and going into the details in the qabr, that's not going to help you. When you come in the company of the Ahl Dil, the people of heart, then you know I must get connected to Allah. Whatever will connect me to Allah Ta'ala, just coming in the house as we are learning here in front. So Hazrat says, there are those people also, that outwardly they look simple. And till today we see, the elders, Allahu Akbar, they will come to masjid 70 years, 80 years old. They even lumping and coming, but they don't sit on a chair and read namaz. Many old people you'll see till today, they won't sit on a chair and read Tarawih namaz also. Tarawih namaz is standing 20 rakat. Why? They got the presence of Allah in their heart. That Allah is so great. How can I sit down in front of my Allah? And they'll battle and they'll stand. How they the battle to get up sajda itself, from sajda and into the qiyam position. But they stand and read. Today we got a small pain in a toe. Hazrat says you want to sit on a chair. And you want to just think, no, it's permissible. So we should realize that when the presence of heart is not there, then you don't know how enjoyable namaz is. You're not getting enjoyment, so what? We're getting enjoyment in filth and dirt, and we think we're enjoying life. Allahu Akbar. Allah save us. Like children, when they're small, they play with their own stool and they enjoy it. They'll even eat it. But when they grow little, big, and they come to realize, now put it in front, they want to throw it away. They'll say, sis. So like that, when we come to realize just the presence of Allah, your heart becomes, فَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِ. That person who Allah opens his heart for Islam, Allah's nur has entered. Now you know Islam is my way of life. And I can't live without namaz. Like one old man was walking, and the young boys like to make a fool of this old man, old people. So they saw he's walking, and they busy with their cell phones. Uncle is looking at them, what you doing? Say, uncle, you don't have a cell phone? Say, what cell phone? He said, how are you loving with no cell phone? He says, what cell phone? I don't need a cell phone. Say, then you're not loving, you're in the wrong world. So they said, he asked them, you got Quran Sharif in your pocket, or you read Quran Sharif? Say, no, why, when? Say, Quran Sharif you don't read. Say, how are you loving without Quran Sharif? That is your problem. So they understood reality. We don't understand reality, and we think our grandparents are backward. Our father is backward, etc. We are backward. We are going in the wrong direction. So we have to see how whether we coming in the, we have to bring our, come into lane as Hazrat says. And that is what we came here. To get this presence of heart. Then such people, bahut, see halawat pae. They get enjoyment in namaz. We reading, we know how to read, even best kirat even. You became a qari also, you reading so beautiful, but no effect in the heart. And so even that namaz, you're just finishing. Or you're reading that you think now namaz is to show people how nice kirat I can read. Namaz is not to show how nice qiraat you can read. And that also, as ulama explained, today we don't even read the sunnat qiraat. So where is it going to affect us? There was a purpose that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read the sunnat qiraat, etc. Especially towards the end of the sunnat qiraat, we see towards the end of Quran Sharif, all reminding us what is our purpose, akhirat. We have to go back to Allah. Allah is going to ask us about our life. And if we read it like that, then a person will be conscious and enjoy namaz. And then you'll see, or ek fayda aur hai. If another great benefit, Allah says, agar mana alfaz ke jaane, to sab bure kamo hai, bure kamo se ke jin se nuksan iman ka hai, bache. Allahu Akbar. If you start knowing the meaning of the Qur'an-i Kareem, then you'll come to know all those things that are going to be harmful of my iman, which is the most important thing. The greatest gift that anybody can get is iman. And Allah Ta'ala gave us this gift on a golden tray. But now we have to look after this iman. And when we not, Shaitan brings a newspaper, we are too worried. Our parents are worried, what is the price of petrol? What is the price of the gold and silver? And then we don't realize that Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has put a chapter in his Tarjumat al-Bab in Bukhari Sharif, Al-Imanu Yazidu wa Yanqus. You will be worried in the morning, is my iman gone up or is my iman gone down? That is what we have to be worried about. My children's iman, my family's iman, that is what. But when you don't realize that, and you don't know the meaning also, and how many years we reading Quran Sharif, we reading ayahs where Allah Ta'ala is warning us, وَإِلُّ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةِ لُمَزَةِ. Allah says destruction, people who are carrying tails, and today we just carrying on with a cell phone. Just send forward message, whatever it is, we not even the thing. Finding out whether it is correct or not, and we get involved in carrying tales, and Allah says destruction for you. You reading it, and so beautifully you reading it, but you getting curses of Allah Ta'ala. So how is that? And when you come to know the meaning, and that is when you got the connection of the heart, that is you came, you got connected to the Ahlullah, and the more you get connected to them, now you'll be concerned, let me think what I'm reading. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. You ponder slightly. And you don't have to go into the deep of seas. But as Hazrat says, the special people, their marifat of Allah, their level of, and that is why it is said, Allahu Akbar, the dua, the two rakats of an arif is better than 100 rakats of an abid. A person is making ibadat, but he doesn't have recognition of Allah. He doesn't have the love of Allah. That is the difference between him. And people like are involved in work of deen also. So much of teachings out in Jamaat. Even if we come to the Khanka, but we still don't get Allah's marifat, Allah's greatness, and Allah's azmat, which will bring the love of Allah Ta'ala in our heart. Then we are still void and we think I'm coming to the Khanka. Allahu Akbar. As our Dada Shaykh used to say, dil se lene ki aur baat hai. Chai mujjad ke saath, shaykh ke saath rahe. That to take from what the heart is something else. Otherwise we can stay years with our shaykh and I'm getting nothing. Like myself particular. So we should realize that when you come to know of the meaning, then you'll be conscious. Allah is warning about this. And in your heart you make dua, Ya Allah, save me from this. Caring tales, telling lies, etc. And then a person, Allahu Akbar, when that iman is rejuvenated and you worried of your iman, now you'll do everything to save yourself. That this thing, nobody will have to tell you. Now don't like gossip, don't tell lies, don't be busy with the cell phone, social media, everything. Then nobody will have to tell you. And automatically you realize I must stay away from these things. But today we know it, but the heart is not connected. That is why. اور معلوم کرے کہ جو اقرار اپنے رب کے سامنے کیا ہے اسی پر قائم رہے. And then you come to know why I came to Salah. I made a pledge with Allah. From the time Allah created my soul, Alastu bi Rabbikum. Am I not your Rabb? And that nur of iman is in your heart. And then Allah told the parents, the relative, kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. فَأَبَوَاهُ يُعَوِّدَانِي أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِي. That your parents now have to develop that seed of iman and let it grow, that iman starts growing. As Hazrat explained, when Umar Palanpuri rahmatullah used to say, my mother used to teach me so much about Qiyamah. And this is, today we scare our children about police, we scare the children about something else, and we don't tell them, if you do this, Allah will be unhappy. And Allah Ta'ala will throw us in Jahannam. Now see, they'll be scared of Jahannam. You teach your children, you're driving on the road, there's a fell fire. Teach them, you see that fire, make dua, Allah save us from Jahannam. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Now they'll be thinking of that. So Hayyamana Umar Parnapuri, he says, my mother taught me so much about Qiyamah. One day I was sleeping, and children, we know how they sleep, turn this way, that way. Say, I fell off the bed, and I got hurt, and it's Qiyamah aagya. Qiyamah came already. So that consciousness from small, then the child will grow up with iman. Otherwise from small, the child is listening to music in the home, mother is looking at magazines, and father is looking at the newspaper. So what is going in that child's heart? So just that iman is to develop in that heart, and that that pledge that we made with Allah in Alami Arwa. And then the first thing the child is supposed to hear, Azan in the one ear, Iqama in the other ear. And then those children, you see, they're small, but they won't be wasting time playing so much. Although they are allowed to play, but that child, Bahlul was passing one town, and he saw many children playing. One young girl was sitting one side, not playing, so he asked her, I say, buy you some toys, why are you not playing? Say, why must I play? She say, no, you're small, play with other children, you don't have money for toys. Say, no. Say, Allah send us in the world to play. So he was surprised, who is this child now? And he was a majzoob, lost in the love of Allah Ta'ala. So he said, why? You mustn't play. Of course, Allah, you're still young. Say, I see when my mother make fire. In those days, not like today. We don't know. In our days, we still saw our parents. They used to chop the wood. They used to get the coal, etc. And then they used to start the fire, breaking the small pieces of wood and starting it with that. So she says, I saw my mother making fire. She starts it with the small, small pieces. Allah mustn't start the fire of Jahannam with small children like me. So this consciousness of Iman, when it comes, Allahu Akbar, now you'll want to renew your Iman. This pledge you made with Allah Ta'ala, then in the morning they'll get up, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Mother washes their face, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. That time we just learned it in madrasa. Now, this Iman of La ilaha illallah, it's like Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah say, you're swimming the ocean of the love of Allah. It's two people standing on the river, and one person swam already and he came back. He knows the flow, everything. And one is standing, he's thinking, oh, I'm going to swim here. See how that works. In between, you see even in the river, like water is looking like it's rough, etc. How am I going to swim? So ask that person who went through. He knows. So he said, Allahu Akbar. Is tarah teke humne manzile, tanha nahi chal sakoge muhabbat ki raah mein. Alone you won't able to walk this path of the love of Allah. The pious servants, they say, hum chal rahe hain, tumhare saath chalo. We walking, just hold our hands, and then you'll see what is now. Every time you'll be worried of Iman. And like Hazrat is saying, today we're loving that time. You get up in the morning, you got Iman. By the time you go to bed, we don't have Iman. And we lost our Iman. But what are we doing about it? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us that when you come for namaz, you reconfirming your Iman. Apne Rab ke saamne, kya usi par qaim rahe. That what you made in front of Allah, this Iman of yours, that you said, Allah, kul huwa Allahu ahad, Allah is one. Now, see that you remain firm. Not you read nicely, you read Qiraat Qul Allahu Ahad, and you can read it in different Qiraat. But when you go out of the masjid, you're busy on your cell phone. You're watching all videos, etc. And you don't even think it's haram. You say, what's wrong? You say, no, I'm just seeing it to get information. There's no need for it. Where it's taking you lost to another side and another side. And you can be learned also, and you see where you get lost. So to keep firm the pledge that we made from Allah Ta'ala, when you come out of namaz, to remain firm on that. That to be a Muslim, jahan bhi rahe, jis fira mein bhi rahe, hamesha taqwa, salamat rahe, aur sunnat ke paaband rahe. When you come in the company of the Ahlullah, this is what we learn. Wherever you can go in the world, flying in the air also, not that you forget Allah is with me. And now you're tapping the air hostess. Any small thing, just calling her, one sugar, one drug, and you forget Allah is with me. And that man who had the company of Allah, Hazrat Hakim Sahib, one of his murids, big businessman, first class he used to travel, business class. Then the air hostess, even that time Pakistani Airways, a Muslim, but today everybody is a mufti. Even the air hostess is a mufti. So the first thing you sit in the plane, they offer you some liquor. So they came, offered him, he said, I don't drink. And Muslim airlines, then they're offering liquor. Say, no, I don't drink. So she knows the fatwa. She says, no, if you drink, let her, you don't get intoxicated. It's nothing wrong. It's not haram. Allahu Akbar. So then when you got the company of the Ahlullah, even if you're not an alim, you'll have the consciousness of Allah. And you'll know how to answer these people. So he told her, okay, you say I must drink, I paid and it's a gift for me, etc. So go and give this gift from my side to the pilot. Tell the pilot to. Say, no, the pilot can't have. He says, literally, he won't get intoxicated. So what's wrong? And I'm giving him a gift, like you forcing me to drink, and give this to the pilot. He says, the rule of aviation. If you're flying a flight 24 hours before time, you're not allowed to have one drop of your alcohol, intoxicants, because you're on duty. So he says, he's 24 hours on duty. I'm every 7 days, 24 hours I'm on duty. Say, what you duty you are on? I'm on Allah's duty. Allah is with me all the time. Allah is seeing me. Allah is looking after me. So this consciousness that you keep firm on this pledge that you made with Allah Ta'ala, aur har ek talib ilm ko lai ke haqeeqat ka haqeeqat namaz ki is taur par jane ke Hazrat Haq ne mujhko tamam paidaish mein behtar paida karke bari taqeed se waaste hazir hone darbar ke panch waqt isne mutlak diya hai. Allahu Akbar. And a person who's got talab of iman, who's worried, my iman, you're traveling, you know, you worried my passport mustn't get lost. Every time you're checking your pocket, is my passport there? More important is our passport of akhirat. And that is our iman. All the time you worried, don't go in such an environment where iman must get lost. Even in the plane, you'll be busy making tilawat. You'll be making zikr. You're not worried what is happening around you. And not that you are unconscious, but you'll be connected to Allah. Like when you feel cold, you ask for a blanket. So there you can see, you're sitting next to non-Muslims, my iman mustn't get tainted. So this person, he then realized the reality, that person who was talib iman ku laike, and that is if you're worthy of seeking iman. And that is why Allah says, you should be a talib ilm all your life, from the cradle till the grave. And then not only talib ilm, you must be talib sadiq, a true seeker. That you realize that as I'm seeking knowledge, as I'm seeking deen, I still need more. I still need more. You won't think, now I'm an alim, I'm a mufti, I got enough. Then you'll come down. You must still, and then you must be a talib of iman. All this knowledge of deen, etc., must strengthen my iman, my connection with Allah Ta'ala. And that is why every day a person, when you get up in the morning, you make shukr to Allah. Ya Allah, you made me a great ummah. You made me a insan. The best of all your creation. And then you made me a Muslim. And you make shukr of this, Allah will increase. You made me a person of iman, ya Allah. You made me in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you make shukr of these things, Allah will increase us. So Hazrat says, then you must know that the reality of namaz should be in such a way that in entrenched in your heart. And then as that is to get the connection with Allah, and to get the color of Allah coming in your heart, the fikr that you have, just one fikr, Allah must not be unhappy with me. My iman must not get lost. When you got that fikr, then you realize that Hazrat Haq, Allah Rabbul Izzat Himself, who's the only true ever loving being from ever, forever, ne mujhko tamam paidaish mein behtar paida karke. Allah created me the best of all creation. And not only that, with great stress, Allah Ta'ala is telling me, waste hazir hone ke darbar panch waqt isne mutlak ke. That, oh my banda, I made you my servant, my great vicegerent. So come to reaffirm your iman every time. And don't, otherwise shaitan, the atmosphere is such that you lose her. Wherever we go today, even you just go to buy something in the shop, there's females around. And our eyes, if we don't have that connection of Allah, and you didn't learn the ayat, kul lil mu'mineen, and you're not conscious, now you'll be looking, it's a teller, what's wrong? But when you go and you're conscious of your iman, now you'll do your work in front of her, and but your gazes will be down. You won't even know how she looks. And you won't say, no, yeah, you have to be, Islam teaches us etiquette. You have to greet them, you have to smile with them. You don't smile at home with your wife, but you're smiling there. Now you realize where to smile, where not to smile, etc. So thus, that person realizes, I am the vicegerent of Allah. Allah made me the best creation. So Allah stressed upon me that see that you come 5 times a day to come and reaffirm your connection with Allah. So it's a, that is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Jaddidu imanakum. Daily you renew your iman. Because that is zikri la ilaha. Read abundance of kalima la ilaha illallah. And thus we have to learn from the Ahlullah. Otherwise we can read 1,000 tasbihs of la ilaha illallah, but it will be an empty capsule. So learn how to put the gunpowder in the bullet, then see what that bullet can do. So put that powder of iman in our hearts and then see. Allahu Akbar. And for that Allah says, I gave you open permission. 5 times a day you come to my house. And not only that I gave you open permission, Allah has appointed a special caller. Yeah, you got an appointment with anybody, especially in the government circle, they're not going to remind you, you got your appointment, come and meet me. If you don't go, they're not worried about you. Allah who is Malikul Mulk, Allah who doesn't need us, Allah gave us appointment 5 times a day. And Allah appointed His Muazzin, who's got Allah. What a high position which we'll see on the day of Qiyamah. How high their necks will be if they know what a call they are calling. They are the callers of Allah. That Allah is reminding us, my banda, don't forget, come and meet me, I'm waiting for you. And like Hazrat Hakim Sahib says so beautifully, then you'll know what is the loving translation of Hayya al-Salah. Oh my banda, I'm waiting for you. Come for Salah. Come quickly. And if you think, Allah, I'm just finishing this work, Allah, Hayya al-Falah, your success is here. Leave everything now and just come straight to me. So like that, a person, Allah says, 5 times a day, come and build us iman. And today we see, we're crying what is happening to the Muslims because we're not coming to Allah Ta'ala. We're not building our iman. So any small thing, we get scared. A rat running in the roof, you say, hey, what's happening? And you don't want to go see. You're telling your wife, get up, you go see. Allahu Akbar. And then we want to say, no, we want to do jihad training. The first jihad training is iman. The first jihad training is the company of the Ahlullah. Then you'll know how to use the weapon. Then you'll know how, and then you won't put your trust in the weapon also. Trust in Allah Ta'ala only. So just reality. So Allah has given open permission or muhtaj hour, and to know that we are totally in need. Allah says, Antumul Fuqara, all of you, with all your intelligence, what I gave you, and if you're using it in the wrong direction, like we say, Shaitan brings us adverts, now you thinking which school I must put my child. When you take, don't even bring us adverts into our homes. Just throw it straight into the dustbin. Know that this is a ploy of Shaitan. We don't need any of those things. Throw it and get rid of all these papers in our homes, which got all photos, etc. And how they have made it, whatever you buy also, the boxes of the cereals, etc., get rid of it or put the stickers of it on all the murals. Don't let them tell the children that this is harmful. Allah will throw us in Jahannam and they will tell you, Abba covered us. They'll tell their mother themselves covered us. So we have to do, when we build our iman, build their iman, and realize that I'm greatly in need, and only Allah can fulfill my need. Mutawar adal ke iznan ka aur ehsan mand kisi darbab ya naqib ka nahi kiya. Allahu Akbar. That I am in need to come to the house of Allah, but Allah did not make it that I have to first apply online that you can come in. Or admission, well, you have to pay for admission, etc. Allah made it open. Allah didn't put security guards by the masjid. Nobody is allowed to put security guards here by the doors, that nobody is allowed. The poorest of poorest men, and he comes in the masjid first, he gets the best place right behind the imam. And that is the best place. It's not reserved for the muazzin also. Muazzin won that place, he must come early before azan and put his mark there, put his whatever, his tasbih or something, and then go give azan. Then that place is reserved for him. So this place, the best place, and Islam is a systematic religion. That the first place right behind the imam, where Allah's mercy is descending in torrent, then make the surf one from the right, one from the left. One to the right, one to the left. That's how Allah's mercy descends. But we come in the masjid, we don't know how great is Allah, what is the greatness of the house of Allah. We're strolling, there's still time for azan. I'll read my sunnats in that corner, One time Hazrat Mawlana Abrahul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was visiting our country, Hazrat explained, long ago, and he came to the Indonesia. It was Zohar time, afternoon, so most people are gone out, but lot of ulama were there. So when Hazrat came in the masjid, and like we also ulama, we are negligent. When we don't have the company of the Ahlullah, we don't know where's the value. So we come in the masjid, some read namaz in one place, some in another place, the sunnah. Hazrat walked straight from the back, right behind the imam's musalla. And to teach the ulama while walking, he said loudly, agar imam ke musalla ke piche, pehle saf mein jagah hai, aur aapne kisi aur jagah liya, to sakh nuksan kiya aapne par. That if there's space behind the imam's musalla and the first saf is empty and you read your sunnah somewhere else, you cause great harm to yourself. So we thus realization will come when we get this connection from the friends of Allah and realize Allah didn't put guard. I don't have to take even the mutawalli, I don't have to pay him, etc. Although Shaitan has made such effort that was the test of iman. one stupid plan, damn it, COVID. Now the mutawallis want to close the masjid. They want to open. It is not their masjid. It is the house of Allah. Nobody. That is where you have to run to Allah Ta'ala. So when that iman is not made, then we'll stubber. We'll worried of one disease get. Whereas Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِذَا جَاءَ جَلُمْ رَيَسَّ. When your time is up, you're going to go. Even whether you take medicine or you don't take medicine. So this iman, when it comes, then it will be developed. Or غیر حاضری پر وعدہ سخ عذاب کا کا فرمایا اور جاننا چاہے کہ ایسے نعمت عظما سے محروم رہنا اور وعدہ سخت عذاب کا سر پر لینا بڑی نادانی اور کمینہ پن ہے. And Allah out of Allah's kindness, Allah has given a stern warning. If you don't come meet me 5 times a day, then this will be the punishment. This will be the punishment. Allahu Akbar. And Allah warns us that فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ. That if you just come and just that people must see I came for namaz and you're not even attentive, Allah says destruction. And if you don't come for namaz, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said those men who are reading namaz at home, and today we're doing upside down, we want to read the namaz at home, the woman want to come to masjid. Allahu Akbar. So when we don't build our iman, that life will go upside down. And we won't know what we are doing. So Allah has given a stern warning, not because Allah wants to punish us. It's like a father, very rich. He gave all his children. He put them up in business, everything. And now he is resting. He is retiring. And he still got lot of wealth. So he calls all his son. One is staying in Cape Town, P.E. here. He says, come this weekend. I set you up, but now I want to distribute the rest. I want to give you. If one, any son say, I can't manage, he says, then whatever I gave you, I'll take that back also. It's not that he wants to take it back. He wants to show you're not appreciating. So we should realize, hey, Allah Fala. It's not I got some other big deal. I'm still busy here. You know what Allah is going to give us is far more. A person can promise you 10 million rand check, you come for Fajr Namaz. And then he'll give you a check. In today's time, he knows it won't work. So he'll give you a check. What is that? Billions of rands can't pay for coming for one namaz. One rakat of namaz, we can't pay for that. So a person, that is why Allah has put stern warning. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has warned us and realized that this great ni'mah, this great gift, which Allah showed, gave it directly to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, right at the arsh of Allah, and we just neglect it, and we don't show appreciation, is a sign of total stupidity, is a sign of immaturity, and you think you're a PhD, that means you got therawa dimag, your head is upside down. You think, no, I'm a scientist, I'm doing research, where can I go for namaz now? Where all that research of yours will take you to Jahannam? So we should realize, Hazrat is saying, it's a height of stupidity, it's the height of cowardice, that what are you, not a man, gaate hai Rahman ki, or gaate hai Shaitan ki. You eat the food of Allah, and you're playing the tunes of Shaitan. So all this reality, پس اسی طرح عظمت نماز کی خوب سمجھ کر تمام آداب کے لائق قبولیت بارگاہ بادشاہ حقیقی کے ہو کہ ہوئے بجا لائے. So then a person realizes what a great gift that I must go with proper etiquette, go early for namaz, as Hazrat is explaining, our istinja, our wuzu, our clothes, how we wear, come in namaz and appreciate, then our paaki we will see, and then we see Allah Akbar. Wuzurgs who have realized, forget namaz, the blessings that they got in the company of the Ahlullah, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Ahmad Dulyawi Sahib of Saharanpur, before he used to go to his Sheikh's Majlis, Qari Tayyab Sahib used to make ghusl. Imam Bukhari used to make ghusl for every. So for namaz, how we'll come with proper adab? Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Subhanallah.